now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time for Check of Sports on this Wednesday, July 20th. I'm Gary Lee. Missouri Tiger head football coach Eli Drinkwitz talked about how high the expectations are for the highly recruited wide receiver Luther Burden during the SEC media days.
I think the biggest thing for me and for our staff is we've got to ignore the noise. We can't put too many unrealistic expectations on Luther. He doesn't have to be anybody but the best version of himself moving forward, and we're going to ask him to do that.
Coach Eli Drinkwitz knows the season ahead has challenges with the schedule, but he says he's excited to get started.
I look forward to the challenges that we have, and there are many. Five true road games at really difficult places to play, at K-State, at Auburn, at Florida, at South Carolina, at Tennessee. That's a heck of a challenge. But we're working really hard. We're training with an elite edge to be able to meet that challenge head on.
Coach Drinkwitz likes where things stand with his program as they prepare for the upcoming season.
I feel really good about the fit of our football team right now. There's a cohesiveness to our team. There's a brotherhood to our team that is exactly where it needs to be in this point of the season.
Coach Drinkwitz also says most people that follow the SEC know that his team has one obvious question mark.
The biggest question for us revolves around the quarterback. We've got a great group of men who are competing for that job every single day, and I'm excited for them to reveal to their teammates which one's going to be the starter. We know that whoever wins that job is going to be prepared to be the starting quarterback in the SEC.
The Missouri Tigers will open their season Thursday, September 1st, at home with Louisiana Tech at 7 p.m., and you can catch all of the Missouri Tiger games on Q94. The All-Star Game Baseball, MLB, was played last night, and the Cardinal All-Stars got to see some playing time. With more, here's your Redbird update.
Paul Goldschmidt might be the favorite to win the National League MVP award, but the Cardinals' first baseman only gets one at-bat in the All-Star Game. He, however, does as much as he can with it, hitting a 415-foot home run in the first inning to give the National League a 2-0 lead. But the NL would not be heard from again as the American League picks up a 3-2 victory. It's the AL's ninth straight All-Star Game victory. Ryan Helsley throws an impressive scoreless eighth inning with two strikeouts, hitting 102 on the gun. Albert Pujols pinch hits in the fourth inning, flying out to left in his only plate appearance. Miles Michaelis is not used. All-Star festivities have now come to an end. The All-Star break will wrap up on Friday for the Cardinals as they embark on a three-city road trip. The Cardinals have won two in a row and five of their last seven, pulling within a half game of first-place Milwaukee. Up first coming out of the break, a weekend series in Cincinnati beginning Friday night. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauly.
Cardinals are back in action Friday, taking on the Reds. They're on the road. The pregame will be at 4:45, first pitch 5:30, and you can catch it all on KUKU and KWPM. Mountain View High School and junior high school students are invited to soccer camp as well as elementary students. No prior experience is needed. The cost is $25 a day of the camp. Soccer campers will meet each day 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. starting July 25th through the 29th at the soccer fields in Mountain View. That's a Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.